holding in Simon Kuf Chav Ches Sif Mem Aleph. Okay, hello, sweetheart. So let's say Nitma Lameis Shena Meshiva Meisei Mitzvah. If a Kohen, again, here the Kohen has done something which is against Kedushas Kahuna, there's an issue of him with Matama Lameisa. So it's not one of the seven Meisim that he has a Mitzvah to be Matama to. A father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife. Possum in a Duchen, when we call Malas a Kahuna again, so he does not say Brichus Kahanim. He does not get the first aliyah, all of the milas of kahuna, until Ashi Yashuv, he does tshuva v'kabel shalol yitame erd lemesim, and he does the tshuva by accepting upon himself, he will not do this again. Now, the Mishnah points out over here, you don't need a shuva, because arayas, in general, you know, women, it's the person has a stronger desire for. So therefore, we need a shua to compel him to do. Whereas over here, we don't feel a need for a shua if he says he's not going to do it anymore. If that's the best, then we would accept that. Okay. Now the Ramah adds a new case. Yesh armrim demi sheyesh lebas shehemira oiz shizin. So the Kohen has a daughter who is acting improperly. So the law is ein mechiyavim oid lekatshoi ki avia himechulelis. The pasuk says that it's avia himechulelis. The Mishnah points out we don't pass on like this. Now this is until we're talking about a case of a woman, the daughter had been mezana after marriage. So we lay some of the blame back on the father. Sifkaton kuf nun nitim lemeis. Hanad afka bemezid. This halacha lemeis that he becomes possible is only we did it lemeis, knowing that it's also to do. Okay. We kabel bebezin. He has to go in front of bezin and in order to take it, he will not be matam lemeis anymore. Bazein sarach leader, but the shava canal was said, ma'am, he doesn't have to make this neder al das rabim or the shua. The shenar rayas the yitzvah talk for to we find the rayas. And in general, the desire is stronger. Prohibited women is stronger than the desire to be matam lemeisim. But I'm a chubas ksav sefer. The beroyfish mavakar meisim sheesh to tuelas habrachas moment. Loisaga bekabol levad achiyda berabim kamar minoshim bavera ayin shom. But even though we say that there's no major desire to matam lemeisim, if the person makes money out of it, so the kohen became a coroner. So therefore, we would need him to. He's getting paid for this. We would need him to be makabel in bez again. We have the same level. You need a kabbalah al das rabim that he's going to the usher to get benefit from this. Coroner person who clarifies why people died. Chimiro zit shazinso. I am going to rub shachia to loy mechalel as avia rak b'snus the haberlei the shomra avaloi b'hamora. We in a case where shemira das the father does not become possible. It's only if the case where she was mezana. So the problem is the Ramah says hemira also. But hodanok at shemira that the woman had converted out chas v'shom shem the kehima the shemira mistama zinsa gam ken. We assume that once she's done that, she no longer has any regard for her previous. Again, we're talking about a case where she was in a marriage. So the woman was Hemira Daisa, so she's going to ignore her original marriage. I mean, Mazana. Either being Mazana through being Hemira Das or being Mazana straight. So this applies that he doesn't get the covet of an aliyah, doesn't get the covet of a benching, doesn't get the covet of etc. Those type of things. Doesn't make any sense over here, because we said before that if a kohen himself is over the issue of being with women other than the psulei kohuna, but regular avera of zedus with an eshes ish, he can be nasa kapayim. kvilim ba'atzma avral isra znus gamkin nusha kapur. Kilebo sif lamates. Kol shenipsa al yidei znus bitoi. It doesn't make sense that znus of his bitoi should be worse than znus of the man himself. It doesn't mean that we can't give him the first rights, it's that we're not mechuyav to give him the first rights.
So if the Kohen lives in Yerushalayim, the one that lives in a lot, and she's Mizana, or she's is he obligated to announce this? And
is he obligated to announce it, though?
So should he continue to accept everything, all the cover comes to Kohen?
Yeah. But if people find out about it, then they would not, you know, they're not. Well, we don't pass it. We don't pass it. We don't pass this anyway. Right?
The obligation is on the seaboard.
Right. Kiyaviyo. Without she's in Sarusa, Nesua, the Bahaki married Krawa, Panuya Lord. We're not talking about a woman who's living outside of marriage. We're talking about a woman who's in marriage who's Mazana. Kasa Chayim, the Mazana Zer, Ein Milik, Lipsil Kayim, Bishop, Zuz Bitoi, or Yamara Stashal, Benoyo Bitoi. We don't lay responsibility. Nowadays, on the father, and therefore this halacha will not be relevant anymore. Sif men.
Sounds like should be just the opposite. That if the daughter is in his house and he's responsible, if she's married, living off somewhere, where does he come to this?
Well, that the pasuk is talking about a woman. We're basing on the pasuk. It's a via himachalalos, right? That pasuk is referring to a case of a woman who was mazana after marriage. So we're taking that concept and applying it over here. The case of the pasuk, there's machlokes in the Gemara. It's clearly talking about a case of a woman who's an arusa. That's clear in the pasuk, and there's machlokes in the Gemara, but it's applying to a woman who's an asua as well. So, and the Rashi's lashon is because we say, look what type of daughter he raised. So this is not simply that right now he should have stopped her. It's just, I mean, it's we're faulting his chinuch. Okay, Sif Membeis. Hecholol eino noisei es kapa. But a kohen who's a cholol, or he's not a kohen anymore, a kohen who should have been a kohen and said he's a cholol, there's no din to see his kapa.
So again, this is only if he's known as a cholol.
Correct. So kohen kufnun hei. Hecholol. Hanelim yisuri kohuna. That is a kohen who had relations with a woman that he's not allowed to have relations with. Who is one of the Isuri Kahuna, Shane Grusha, Zaina, the Chalola, the Kayan marries or has via with a Grusha, or a Zaina, or a Chalola. So the child born from that relationship is called the Chalola. So Lach is Enonos as Kapov, Kufan Vav, the Fisha Ein, Oi, Bikahunoi, Reo Kazola, Chol Dover. He has a din like a non Kayan, Kamashikosab Ebenezer, Sip and Zion. So now that means that he's allowed him a time of the mesim. He has no mitzvah of marrying a grusha. He's totally not a kohen. So he's also has no mitzvah of nesias kapayim. A filo cholah shal divrei. Now, what about a case where it's only cholah mirabbanan? So obviously he has the isurim deraisa. He's deraisa. He's a valid kohen. So he can't marry a grusha. Can't marry a zonah. Can't marry a cholah. Okay. But let's say, with regards to the mitzvah of nesias kapayim. The Chumash said he's a cholos, he can't be nasa kapa. Now, what's the case of a cholos shal divrayim? So the kagan hanalu mechalutza, gam kinei nasa kapa. So Tosfos points out a few places in Shas. The Gemara says, but Tosfos points out many times we lump grusha and chalutza together. Tosfos points out that we have a drasha, the word asked to remember chalutza that the kain can't marry. A chalutza either. It's only an asmachta ba'alma, and this is a kohen marrying a chalutza is only drabbanan, because he looks like a grusha in some sense, and therefore the child born from a kohen and a chalutza would only be a cholah midrabbanan. Fine. Mem Gimel, Sif Mem Gimel.
So if it's only Midrabanan, he's also not a Kohen in the full sense?
No, he's also in all of the Suri Kohen, because Mirais is still a Kohen. They're not permit him. A bona fide called Mirais can marry a Grusha. He can't marry a Grusha. So he has the limitations, but he doesn't have the mitzvahs He doesn't have the, he's potter for the mitzvahs of tuchening. He wouldn't get the first aliyah. So the Machaber Shita, Shulchan Aruch Shita, is that an oval after the 7 days of Avelis is Noisik Kapayim. Shiva Shimei Avelis, if he's during Shiva, Yetiv is a Knesset B'Shosha Kurei Kahanim. So this is relevant because they were Duchen every day. There's called Shulchan Aruch, they Duchen every day, not limited to Yom and Tovim. So during Shiva, they're going to be doing his kapayim, whether it's in the house or whether he has to go to shul. I mean, if there's no minion in the house, and all of us, I'll leave his home to go to shul. And they're duchening. So now, the mikra didn't all kid duchen. The problem is that since duchen requires that a person should do it be'ava, be'simcha, he's not in a state of simcha. So since he has, but the mikra didn't ask the chiyuv, he should walk out before they call the kohanim up. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Ramo says, "Yeshayim the Chol Zman Havelus." I feel like you're based Kurdish. Alav Valimoy Enonos says Kapov. V'Chenoy Gimim Medina Seilu. Some say that, however, when that Havelus, as long as the Havelus continues for other Kurdim, it'll be 30 days, and for parents, it'll be 12 months. As long as the Havelus continues, the minig is that the Kurdim will not duchen.
So today, I don't know how long, but certainly today, Minhag Yerushalayim is that the Kohen Havel does that. Does that mean that this postdates the Shulchan Aruch, or Shulchan Aruch can't imagine a specific case like that?
What's the case?
In Yerushalayim, a Kohen Havel duchens.
So that's the Shulchan Aruch, right? Shulchan Aruch says once the 7 days of after Shiva, he can duchen. So even though he's still in Avelis of Shloshim Morgan Beis Chodesh, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he's allowed to duchen.
Okay.
Sivkat and Kuf and Zion. So.
Oh, but I don't know if that's like in the whole country. Yerushalayim is different, I think.
I'm not familiar with the minhag one or the other. But the Shulchan Aruch says that Avel will duchen. So yes, he has a Knesset. So he says during Shiva he should step out. So the Mishabro, the Medina Chai Baha Abu Lavarch Mikra Din, he has a Mihis Chai Bemitzes, Shrei Chai Bechol Mitzes, and Wurst Patero. So, Mikra Din Ishmi Chai Ben Duchening, Elawat, Ashrogo Shol Lisa Kapai, Mishum, the Tzarach, currently is Besimcha, Betov Lev Beshas Abrocha, he needs to be in a state of happiness, expansive, you know, happiness, etc. to give a Brocha, can you see Betov Lev, who you Vorech, like the Pasuk says in Mishle. So therefore, but since Mikra, then he's Mechuyev, we would sort of ask him to reach that stage, and that's not a Chiyev. This the Torah of Yivarech is not a Chiyev. It's not a Ma'akev in the Duchening. But Ava is, we said, if a Kain is a Sarnay, he can't Duchen. But being Besimcha is not a Ma'akev, but we don't, our Minhag is not to, then we should step out before they call him up. Okay. Afilu b'Shabbos v'ain sham kayin alahu. Even if it's not on the weekday, it's on Shabbos. A and B. He's only kayin there. Lo yala. Abidi avin imi lo yotza ukru lalas aduchin. If he didn't step out and they called him up to go up, v'ain b'Shabbos v'ain b'chol v'ain shein sham kayin alahu v'ain imakana mecherim. Tzarach lalas din lokein over basay. Once they call the kayin up, he's over basay. And if he didn't step out, so he's called. He's being called up. A, and B, whether there's other kahanim or not doesn't make a difference. He has a chiyuv mitzvah say to duchen, so he should duchen. Okay. Now, but the Ramah said that even to the point of adyur beis chodesh. So now, according to the Ramah, sivkat and kuf and ches, I know filo b'shabbos v'yamtiv. Even though it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Yom Tov Kodesh Avelis continues over Shabbos and over Yom Tov, I mean even over Yom Tov. Shana Nikra Shoy B'Simcha, Shari Osu Leilich L'Simchas Nesuah N'Kiyot Z'B'Zei. On Shabbos, you don't have certain limitations, but you still can't go to the whole year. He's not in a full state of Simcha. He can't go to Simchas Nesuah, etc. Now, V'ud in a kaver mesa b'regel chav, a person who buried the mace during the Yom Tov, let's say chol my Pesach, abishadayin l'chol l'avelas abelas only takes effect after Yom Tov is over. Kamakum a regel kaponim also b'simcha kol yom aser regel, b'simcha is still knowing that he has an iser. So simcha's a regel, he's mechuyim min rais, but getting together with friends, simcha's mereyim, those type of things, he's also to do. Wood in oinein, fil b'yamtiv, shuchai b'chol mitzvahs, mekamakim areyu in asher b'simcha. So an oinein, the reason why he's putter for mitzvahs is because he's mechuyim to the oisek in kibura. So on yamtiv, when he can't do kibura, yamtiv rishon, he can't do kibura, so he's not an oinein. He's chai b'chol mitzvahs. So l'charai, let him duchen. Yeah, but he's not in a state of simcha. I mean, he's an oinein. For example, the Bizman Mikdash that a oinen was also to eat kachim, so that would apply in Yantav as well, because that same oinen, the guy the Isser of kachim, is totally in that day is of Yom Mar. It's a bitter day for him. The Kiptur from mitzvahs is independent. That's because he's Isaac in mitzvahs kavura. He's part of all the mitzvahs, so that's not relevant during Yantav because you can't be kaver. But the dinam of being, instead of being mar, bitter, as opposed to besimcha, that's going to apply even on Yom Tov. Kraksavim, kamakim, im karu, lalois, is yala. So, but the maisa, since he's chayim mitzvahs, if they do call him up, he has to go up. But yeshem, the ba'inan, I feel a karu, lalois, lo yala. And some say no, by an oinan, either they would call him to go up, he would not go up. Why? So what's the difference? Because we have compared duchening to avoida, and by avoida a yomtiv, you know, that's another example where the kohen oinen on yomtiv can't do an avoida, because that's a shame oinen tolling the fact that that was the yamamisa. So that was yamamisa. He's an oinen, so he can't avoid it. And there's a hekesh from avoida to nesias kapayim. So that's their argument. So that includes all the way up to 12 months. All over valimoi, within kosheshim al shar krayvim shmechiyav liyisab oleim. And that'll apply now. That kol shloshim. For the relatives, these mechuyim, but then a shloshim, she mechuyim the tabo leim. There'd be a limit. Remain shom basic. The basic says shnei kahanim acherim chutz miavol. He's one of the two. Mutalav al disa kabel teichi beskadosh alav valimoy toshesham ashar karovim. Order to make it from mitzvah drabon to mitzvah deraisa will allow the kohen to duchen. That there's interesting chazanish with regards to what Dr. Katz was saying before, that the Moshe Dersha brings an interesting chazanish. He says that in Chutz La'aretz, which they're the chilek of the lamas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is based on the minhag. According to Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is you duchen every day. According to the Ramah, you only duchen on Yom Tov. So, and the Ramah is being mechayev a higher level of simcha, which an Olam can't reach. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that anyway they duchen every day, you don't have to reach such a high level of simcha, even an Olam could do that. So therefore, the Chazanish passing the Eretz Yisrael, that they duchen every day, like the Shulchan Aruch, so then they would follow the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, regards this halacha also, that after Shiva, a kohen could duchen. So apparently the Chazanish held it was relevant not only in Yerushalayim, but applied anywhere, according to the Chazanish. Okay. Sif Mem Dalet. So it moves into a different topic. Koyin al bishu ponui noises kapov. Even though he's single, he's still noises kapov. Because Chazal say that a person not in a state of simcha unless he has a wife. Kol shor bi lo yishu shor bi lo simcha. So if you have to be a simcha when you're duchen, he can't be a simcha. So the Mechaber says, no, don't worry about that. And again, that would make sense according to the thought process of what we're saying. That the Chazanish has, but the Shulchan Aruch, who holds you nois kapov every single day, is not requiring that level of simcha which would be relevant. But Yeshar that there are more, they don't nois kapov. The Shar Shul Bloisha, Shar Bloh Simcha, Vavarach Yeshal Yos Besimcha. So the Ramah brings opinion, says, no, that person of Shar Bloisha should not be nois kapov because he's lacking in simcha, but Vanogel should nois kapov, Alpish Enon Nosu. So listen to the language of the Ramah. Ve'nohag means that's what people have undertaken to do. So the Ramah the Chuba writes, when he says when he writes Lashon Ve'nohagu, he's not necessarily putting his imprimatur, he's not putting a stamp of approval on that minute. You're saying that's what people do. He says the Maaseh, that's what people do. I'm recording the fact. If he's right, he says the minig is that he's telling you that that's what you should do.
And so presumably, Ramon would say he should daken as soon as he becomes engaged, even before the.
I imagine so. Yeah, I don't know. Now, Zot Ramon, we come back and we write to Shalisa Kappa Ein Merchem Biyadoi. If he feels that he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Rakshal Yehi Beitzekness is B'Shoshar Kerm Kahan and Emelam Nitul Yodayim. He should step out.
Single kind.
Yeah. So he should step out. In that situation. Zokter Ramo Noga B'Chomadinus Elu Sheinus Kapayim Ela B'Yamtiv. So now that we're talking about the Inyan of Simcha, so Ramo brings the meaning that we have only to be Nursi Kapayim and Chutzlaretz only by Yamtiv. Mishum Shoz Shriim B'Simchas Yamtiv. So this idea which we're saying that he has to be besimcha to do it, and that comes on Yom Tov. Even on the days of Shabbos is Hashana, even on Shabbos should trudim behihurim amat yosim v'alpitum alatim. People rightfully so, wrongfully so, milamaisa, they're not as happy as they should be. Philip Yom Tov ain't nursing kapayim ela betilas musiv instead of duchening by chakras and by musiv. They only duchen by musiv. Zokter, why only by musiv? Fascinating. Ramoshir to was maybe zeknesses vitzvuch besimchus Yom Tov. Chakras, you got a long davening ahead of you still. You're not so happy. Musiv, you're almost time for Kiddush already. Ah, Baruch Hashem, then you're happy.
It's not really the reason.
That's what Moses says. That's the reason. Yeah, it's not a joke. Yeah. Kol shachris and musaf shein noisim by kapayim, or mashiach tibra elakenem lakev. Instead of kaleah with serves him kukov zayin. So when they don't do the mashiach tibra says elakenem lakev v'sen. By shachris and musaf. Rabbi Kippurim noisim by kapayim b'chom b'yamtiv. V'yesh v'kamer shein noisim by kapayim b'neilo. V'yesh v'kamer afilu b'shachris. Yom Kippur. Even though we're fasting, so it doesn't really have the regular simcha. But on the other hand, because of the simcha of the kapparas of Avinus. So there's a simcha on Yom Kippur as well. And then there's a question, do you only do it by Musaf, Neila as well, or even by Shachris? Okay. There's a different opinion, different minhagim in regards to that. No.
There's no restriction of dochening at night?
There is, we don't do it because it's Daim to avoid it. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're makpid that they should. The way it goes is they start kneeling a little earlier because our shots goes quickly. They get to the duchening before shkia, and then the vino malkenos and the shema etc. They schlep out till tzeis. So the vino malkenos sometimes they'll do what by pasuk, right? You know they'll do it that way. So their tzeis isn't so late. You know the tzeis is like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you know,
it was very quick.
Saying so. That's how they do it. It's an imbalanced davening because of that. Mishabura Kufsamach, Enos Akapov, a person who's single. So the Ramah brings an opinion, says he's not Enos Akapov. Even though his wife is not here, the simple is not because of the physical proximity, it's the fact that he's married. Okay. Of Anagu, the Ramah says the minig is Shnos Akapov. Hanofilu ain sham kain elahu, not just with other kahanim. He's only kain, so he gets up there. He's saying we're sure with other kahanim as well.
What?
That the is if he's going with five other kahanim who are besimcha, why not? That's okay. He should join. The kid is over here. He's only kain. He's not really so happy. Still, he can be the vehicle of bracha.
Because
I'm married.
Because
if he's
single.
Yeah. I'll be Shannon Nosui. Now, so the Arminic is to do it. Zatim Shabura, why? Zavka Avelis Machrinan, Shashar Bitsar, by Avelis.
Sorry.
Tzimcha? Is that a problem? Where should I go?
It's nowhere. I'll figure it out. It's Kedai. It's so wonderful to have heard of you, but the office needs to know. In other words, everything is booked tonight. So
I saw that.
What's happening here?
Okay. Oh, so let me move. Don't wrap your nose about. Ladies, let's move out.
Yeah.